Lisburn Quay. Lisburn was without doubt one of the most important ports on the navigation, and its harbour was always busy. In 1763, the 61-ton Lord Hertford was the first barge to make the journey between Belfast and Lisburn, effectively opening the canal. A bonfire had been lit in the marketplace, and a barrel of ale had been given to the populace by Mr. Higginson, Lord Hertford's agent, to toast to His Majesty's health, the prosperity of the Navigation Board, and Mr. Omer, who had conducted the works in so masterly a manner. Liquor, however, was reported to have been instrumental in the death of someone described as Wandsmith, who belonged to the Lord Hertford lighter at Lisburn. It was reported that this person fell overboard and was drowned 2 days after the official opening, on Friday, the 9th of September, 1763. Of Lisburn's 9 quays, one was owned by the Navigation Company, and the other 8 were privately owned. The majority of the cargo handled was coal for the adjacent gasworks, though other cargoes included linen, corn, flour, timber, and farm produce. Tolls were charged on cargoes, but to encourage greater use of the waterway, it was decided to waiver charges on potatoes, hay, and straw moving downstream in 1813. The navigation here is dominated by the Union Bridge. The present structure dates from 1880 and replaced a number of earlier structures. The new bridge, while fit for purpose from the road, caused the lightermen all sorts of problems. The blue ornamental dragons on the bridge would catch the ropes used to pull the lighters, much to the frustration of the men below. There was an even older bridge just to the north. Henry Mulholland, a local timber merchant, erected a dry dock nearby in 1837, where they built and repaired small vessels and lighters. They could repair 2 or 3 lighters at a time, including loaded ones. The remaining quays belonged to spinning, weaving, and bleaching companies.